This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Marsing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Run, 9:21, Wednesday, November the 3rd. But now shifting our attention to the construction and property sector, because there were a buffet of goodies for various industries. But what was in store for the property and construction sector?
The government announced the abolition of the RPGT, or Real Properties Gains Tax, on homes disposed on the 6th year onwards, and an allocation of about 1.5 billion ringgit on housing projects for the low-income group. But will the initiatives in Budget 2022 aid recovery for the construction and property sector?
So, for an outlook, we have on the line with us Loong Chee Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Capital. Good morning, Chee Wei. Now, in Budget 2022, how do you rate the initiatives provided for the property sector? Were they what you expected, and will it help this rather sluggish sector though?
So the budget measures were within my expectations. There were actually limited initiatives provided for the property sector. Many of the initiatives requested by the property developers, such as a reduction in compliance costs, needs cooperation of the state government, so at the federal level is hard to implement. But the waiver of the RPGT for properties owned more than 5 years, previously was at 5%. It is positive. This will stimulate a long-term investment in properties. There was the 1.5 billion ringgit allocated for low-cost housing project, but this continuation of this initiative. But there was also the 2 billion ringgit allocated for the housing credit guarantee scheme to help those without a stable income to buy a house. This would actually help those people that are in the gig economy to help to secure a loan to buy a house and help that group. But there were no indications of whether the stamp duty waivers on the residential property sales under the home ownership campaign will be extended, because this actually supports the property developer sales a lot, but it's supposed to end by 2021. But it's still possible for the government to extend the HOC to 2022, but usually they announce closer to the deadline, which is probably end of the year.
Can you just help us flesh out a bit more the net positive impact of the abolishment of RPGT? You were saying just now it was positive. Can you give us a bit more colour, what subsectors, what kind of the scale of the benefit then?
Okay, in terms of the RPGT, it's more for the long-term investor, where if you hold a property for more than five years and you are a local company or individual, you are able to waive that tax if you make a gain on that sale of property. Because this is important since it really supports the secondary market transactions, which actually comprise like 76% of total property transactions in Malaysia. So it would spur some transactions for properties that are held for the long term.
And Chee Wei, let's move on to the construction sector. Were there any goodies from Budget 2022? Because this time I noticed no mega projects were announced.
Well, in terms of the construction sector, it is positive that the development expenditure allocation increased to a new all-time high of 75.6 billion ringgit. That's a 9.6% increase year on year in Budget 2022. Yes, there was no new mega projects announced in the Budget 2022 speech itself, but they actually mentioned the continuation of ongoing projects such as the Pan Borneo Highway. And also in the MOF's Economic Report 2022, they did mention the implementation of new mega infrastructure projects like the MRT Line 3, the Klang Valley Double Tracking 2, Phase 2, the rapid transit system linking Johor Bahru to Singapore, as well as the Bali Hydroelectric Dam. These projects were supposed to spur the construction sector real GDP growth to 11.5% in 2022 from a contraction of 0.8% in 2021.
And you know, you talked about the increased DevEx coming through, and many say that it's really benefiting the B1 to B4 contractors, correct me if I'm wrong. So in your view, right, what's your call on the property and construction sector at large and your top picks then?
Okay, so the property, so the development expansion projects usually, yes, it does benefit mostly the unlisted players, but there are some listed players that would benefit from like low-cost housing projects like MGB, for example. They're involved in that area. Gabungan AQRS for like Pan Borneo Highway, Sabah, because they are bidding for some of these packages. There will be more Sarawak projects as well. The likes of your KKB Engineering and Chaya Mata Sarawak would potentially benefit as well.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Long Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hua Ng Capital, telling us about the potential beneficiaries of the goodies announced during Budget 2022 in the property and construction sector. But a little bit more tepid this time, because normally construction is a huge winner and you see the likes of IGM, Gamuda doing very well before the budget is announced, because that sector in particular drives more on news flow than actual contract wins.
You see a big distinction here. Very few mega projects, but much larger DevEx. So other sectors and counters benefiting from that one specifically.
So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.